Blog Talk Radio.
Home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen, coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Happy New Year, everybody, and welcome back to Rated G Radio. Tonight we have Dr. Annie Ulrich on the show. She's going to be talking about the 2015 Energy Update, and she'll also be taking your calls. I always want to remind everybody when we have our VIP special guest stars on the show that a lot of questions come up afterwards. How do I talk to that guest again, and what if I wanted to schedule something? Conveniently, we have placed on the show, both in picture form and also in the show text, for you to easily just press a link to go to Dr. Annie's website, or if you want to call her, her phone number is on the ad. And then also, you can email her at tleebs@yahoo.com for a very special offer. So without any further ado, though, I do want to welcome back Dr. Annie to the show. Thank you for coming back in 2015.
Wow, isn't that amazing? I mean, yeah.
It's just, crazy.
It's just so fast. Everything is going so fast.
My goodness. Gosh.
It's the 6th of January.
It is. I mean, we're a third of the way into the month already, and just, you know,
it's crazy.
Yeah, crazy. So how was your New Year?
It was great. Just really wonderful. My husband and I had dinner. We just went out and had a nice quiet dinner. We came home, listened to good music. We sat in front of the fire. It was wonderful. And then we do a ritual every New Year's Eve. And what we do is we have these two little boxes, one for him and one for me, and we write down what we want to experience in the new year. And we've done this for many, many years. And so on New Year's Eve this year, we pull our little boxes out and we take a look at what we put in last year and see how that turned out. And it was fantastic. And so then we decided what we wanted to experience this year, and we put that in there. So every New Year's Eve, we've got something to really look at to see just exactly how effective we are in our lives, you know. So it was fun.
Remember when you open up the box from the previous year, what you wrote, or is it like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe that?
Yeah, it's. Most of the time, it's a surprise. It's a pleasant surprise.
Right.
You have an idea of what you put in there, but when you actually look at the way that you wrote it and then talk about the way that it actually manifested, sometimes it's very surprising. We usually get what we want, or we usually get what we ask for, but sometimes the form in which it arrives is just a little different.
A little different, isn't it, sometimes?
So, yeah. It's like, be careful what you ask for. You've heard that over and over again. I'm sure every one of us have heard it. Because you will get it, but not necessarily the way you think it's coming. So that's just the universe having fun with us, I think. It has a wicked sense of humor sometimes.
So let me ask you, so when you are writing down your goals or your wish for the new year, I call it my goal list, and I have not done mine yet. But when this will be good counseling that you'll share with me. How specific do you get when you're writing your goals? It's like, let's pick weight loss. I'm not looking to lose any weight, but let's say I was looking to lose some weight. I want to lose 10.6 pounds in the next 6 months, and I'm going to do it by eating cabbage and Brussels sprouts. I mean, how specific do you need to get when you're writing down your goals? What's a good rule of thumb?
Well, is that a loaded question, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You know? it's so interesting because if you were to say, I want to release excess weight, well, the excess weight is not necessarily in the body weight.
Oh.
It could be emotional weight. It may be you know, resistance. It could be a million different things that is keeping you weighted down. It's like really looking at the word itself is always really, really interesting. If you are determined to lose the physical pound, then saying, I want to lose 10 pounds is perfectly fine, and you will probably lose it. But things will come up. You've got to be ready for those things that come up around the issue of pounds, excess weight, you know, feeling that way. So it's not so cut and dried, is it?
Well, and I think that's a fair answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because that's the way it works.
That's the way it works. So I just want to let everybody know that I've already screened your calls. We are going to get to you, so please stay in line. But before we take any calls tonight, Dr. Andy, you have an update. Are we going to call it the 2015 update or the January update?
Yeah, it's the 2015 overview. I'm going to give you an overview of what kind of energy is at play for 2015, and then January specifically. So I've got a lot of information. I'll just get started. Should I do that?
Yeah, please.
Okay. This, you know, what was it? The fourth in Australia, the fifth here, was the full moon, the first full moon of 2015. And just looking at the full moon, it gives us a window into the year ahead. And this full moon, it was in Capricorn, and it was extremely bright. I'm sure that all of your listeners who have had the pleasure of seeing that full moon over the last two nights has just been amazing. And it's actually called a wolf moon, and it's really powerful. It's a very powerful moon. And one of the things I wanted to stress to you is that we have what the astrologers call an ongoing Pluto-Uranus deconstruction energy at play. Now, this energy has been working in our world for the last 2 years. And what that means is Pluto is the planet of transformation, and Uranus is the change agent. And these two planets activate the need for change. And so we've been looking at it on the world stage for the last 2 years here. And it will continue to do that. It will it plays out for another year here. But the nice thing to know is that the intensity that has been in operation for the last 2 years is lessening this year. So it's not so intense. And so that's really great. But what you're being asked to do is to take a look at what needs changing in your life, what needs to be changed. And with January is the first month of the year, that's the reason that we usually set up resolutions or set goals or look at what needs to be adjusted, because we've got 12 months in order to do that. Every year we get a brand new slate. We get to really start all over again. And if we do that mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, then our energy throughout the whole year flows much easier than if we don't do that. So, you know, the January is the time that we set it up. We set up the year for ourselves. The potential for growth in all areas of life is off the charts and very exciting. So, and of course, when growth occurs, it's usually a result of change. And people need to adjust their thinking about change because the way it's set up in our minds and our society right now, everyone resists it. But if you can open yourself to change, just open up a little bit to it in a more flowing way, and know, because change is inevitable, you just have to look back over your own life and you can see it. It happens regardless, sometimes in spite of whatever it is that you are resisting or thinking. So, you know, if you just get into that flow, then it's not going to be so drastic. But you do have to go beyond your comfort zone. And that is why people don't like change too much. But it's worth it. It really is. Team efforts, working with others, really being open and receptive to good ideas and to other people's ideas and opinions is really a good thing to do in this year, because what we're all going to be doing, hopefully, is looking for long-term resolution and solutions instead of Band-Aid short-term ones. So it's a really, really good time for everyone to look at the world in a more global and open view rather than a very small, intense, introverted way. And opportunities will come through your openness, and everybody wants that. Mercury goes retrograde on January 21st. Now, January 21st retrograde is a three-week time period. Ugh. So from that point, from 21st until the middle of February or the end of February, we're going to be in a Mercury retrograde. And what everyone just needs to know about that is that things get delayed. I think that would be the biggest way of describing it. It's like whatever it is that you've been planning or plan during that time period usually won't pan out because there's just not enough energy to keep it going. So it's people miss appointments and there's miscommunications during that time. And there's all mechanical things seem to cause a few problems, and computers and things like the things that we depend on in today's world, we will have issues around it. So just keep that in mind, and then you won't make any, long-term plans during that time either. That's a thing to keep in mind. Now, numerically speaking, this 2015 is an 8 year. It's the 2 and the 1 and the 5 added together is 8. So on the world stage, 8. And 8 is all about money, power, and authority. And so that covers all, the things that we're going to be seeing globally. It has to do with global finances, business, politics, all of those wonderful things that we all have to deal with. But it is a very good year. It is. It's a much better year than it has been. And the reason is because there's more flow in it. There's more flow in the 8 year, more balance. There's not so much stop and start energy going on. So it's a really much better year for everybody. It represents strength and strength of will, self-control, patience, compassion, stability, perseverance, moderation, kindness, gentleness, serenity, inner strength and knowledge. It's what I call the taming of the beast within, because the eight brings in balance, and it is ebb and flow. It's really nice. It's really good energy. It's a great time for health and healing. So look, you know, if you are looking at your health this year, it's a good year to do that, because you will be feeling better, and the energy for healing is definitely there. It's a good time for anything to do with healing, actually. Money, power, authority, as I said before, and the acquisition of it. And when that comes in, then it also brings up the responsibility of it. So people, it's a money year. It's a good year for people who are in business or wanting to start a business. If you are already in business, it's an improvement in that for you this year. So it's really good. Leadership and achievement and executive abilities come in a year, in an 8 year. Now, the flip side of that, of course, is greed and materialism and, you know, all the things that go along with the money, power, and authority that are not of a positive nature. So just, you know, you just have to be aware of that and keep on guard to really stay in a very positive energy. Financial security you can achieve during an 8 year. So that's really terrific. 8 is also the number of karma, and it carries within it the universal law of truth, cause and effect. And so what it's telling you is that the seed you plant you will reap. So make sure the seeds you're planting are positive so that you reap a harvest of really good things for yourself and for those that you love. So it's a very powerful year. So just be aware of that. You got a lot of power working. Everybody does. When I talk about the number 8 in the tarot deck is strength. It's the card, the major arcana card called strength. And I call that card the taming of the beast within. And it's to be on guard for all of those things that we all have inside us that are not for our highest good or highest interest, like repeated patterns that keep getting you in trouble, old belief systems, and all addictions are connected to that. So be on your guard and know that this year you have the strength to overcome whatever it is that life throws at you. And that, with that knowledge, it gives you great inner strength. So it also represents courage and inner strength. Very nice. So it's going to be a good year, I think, for everybody.
Sounds great.
It's not without its challenges, because every year has its challenges.
Sure.
And so we have to just be aware of what they could be. And with the 8, as I say, it's all about money, power, and authority, success, achievement, leadership, all of those good, great things. But the flip side of it is greed, materialism, you know, getting caught up in all of that money, power, and authority. So, yeah.
Just
watch
out.
That's kind of an overview.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm excited for 2015.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a much better year for everybody. I do. And anybody who's looking for work, it's great. It's a great year for that, because commerce is very good during an 8 year. January, let's talk about January a little bit. January, of course, being the first month of the year, is the month that you set up the goals or the intentions for the year and for the next 3 months at least. Take a look at and see where it is you want to go in the next 3 months. What is it that you'd like to experience? And sometimes we get too caught up on the specific things that we want to do or want to achieve, when really sometimes it's better to just kind of look at what kind of feeling do you want to exist in the next month or two. You know, like if you want more flow in your life or you want more serenity, how can you achieve that? If you are looking for work and you are in a business mode, then you set up how it is that you want to achieve that. What are you going to do between now and March 21st? And the reason I say that is because March 21st is the change of the seasons, and we go into spring. So from now, we are in the winter, and the winter is when we actually go fallow. In California, everything grows all the time. And just ask my roses. They're in shock. They're everywhere. But most of the country is under a snow cover right now and very cold weather. So it's time to go within and to really think and plan and, find a place where you can sit and meditate. Because it's a very meditative time right now. Go in, take a look at where you want to be in the next 3 months, and start making a plan. So that's good. I think we can all do that. That'd be good.
That's good.
Yeah.
I will also let you know that Mary Lou in Brisbane, Australia, is listening live. I say this afternoon because it's afternoon her time on Wednesday. But she says, it's summer here. We're going to be in autumn on March 21st. So you know how the seasons kind of flip on the other side of the... Yeah.
I know.
So, but she sends her love.
That's fantastic. That's wonderful. Thank you, Mary Lou. She's wonderful. Absolutely fantastic. And a guest on your show all the time, too.
She has come on the show, and she's also done a host takeover, and I'll throw that out, too. If you ever want to do that, I'd be happy to facilitate that for you. But she does all kinds of exciting things, and she's going to be on the show in another couple of weeks, I think. I think we have our date picked up. But she has a question for you here real quick. She says, what happens for the Southern Hemisphere then? Is there anything different energetically or...
Energetically, they're still under the vibration of the eight. And so all of the things that I said about the year 2015 and numerically the eight vibration, it applies to the globe, everybody, everywhere. So I'm just thinking in terms of the Northern Hemisphere, we are in winter and heading towards spring. And so then in our thinking, we should be making plans for that. Now, in the Southern Hemisphere, they are looking at summer where things are in full bloom and heading toward harvest. So they may be harvesting things that they have already put into action, 6 months ago or more. So it's just the reverse of what we're doing, really.
Very cool. Awesome. Well, Mary Lou, I hope that answers. So there we go. Is there anything else for January that people need to know about?
Just that if you do, it's a good time to speak up and speak out, let people know what you think, how you feel. what you want. You have the ear of the world right now, and so that's why it's such a good time to make plans. Be gentle, however, and don't scream your needs. In other words, just look at people in the eye and say, "This is what I'd like to achieve, or this is what I want." And see what you can do together. Now, that's another thing, too, is that, January and February, we get to kind of look at partnering and partnerships, too. We may have needs and desires and wants, but we need to be inclusive. And so that is, reaching out to others and working with them in tandem. That's going to be, I think, a really good thing to do for everybody this year, is to, you don't have to do this alone. You don't. You can reach out and you can ask for what you need. And you'll be amazed at what happens. So the month of January is the time, a really good time for you to reach out and to ask for what you want.
Love
I think
it.
We have a new moon. The dark of the moon is the 20th. That's the new moon. So the 20th of January is the new moon, and that's always a good time to start things. And again, so you get to do it, once or twice during the year. I mean, during the month, you have the full moon, and then you have the dark of the moon. And the dark of the moon is when you start new things, also. So that's really nice.
So I think for January, it's just a matter of finding out what you want to do and just setting your course of action.
Right. It is. It truly is. It's really setting the tone. Set the tone for the year for yourself.
Cool.
And it's always good to do that.
Well, I can't wait for our next session. So, I need to get that scheduled with you. But I think you and I offline have agreed that we are going to get to bring you back once a month. So, is it fair to say that we can make the announcement that every month, towards the first of the month, we're going to have Dr. Annie back as our VIP special guest star? So you can count for 11 more appearances in 2015, and we're just thrilled and excited to have her back. So, yeah, everybody loves you.
That's great. Thank you so much.
We have so much fun.
I appreciate it. I love it. I love being on the show. I think it's really fun, and I really enjoy it. I love your listeners. They're just fabulous. And I love being assistant.
Well, we have great people that call in and listen, especially when you're on. So this is another reason. Ratings could just go through the roof whenever you're on. So it's like, if you want to be on 7 days a week, we could arrange that too. But tonight, we've got some great listeners who have called in. Are you ready to take some calls?
I am.
Cool.
I am ready.
So our first caller is Dee, and Dee's birthday is August 30th, 1961. Dee, you are live with Dr. Annie. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call, Garrett. Hi, Dr. Annie.
Hi, Dee. How are you? Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you both. My question is, I have been in a very stuck, trapped, confined situation, and I really want to get out of it, and I want to move, and I want to make a lot of change this year. Do you see that happening for me?
Oh, yes, definitely. There is no doubt about that. You ended a cycle of destiny last year. Last year an ending cycle for you. And so whatever it is that you completed, it's gone. So that has to be real clear in your head. The past is in the past, and let it go. Now you are ready to start a brand new cycle of time and energy for yourself. It's a fabulous year for you. So, as I was saying before, you're in a 1 year numerically, and a one is new beginnings. new beginnings, new pathways, new ways of being in the world, new. If it's new, do it. It's taking a chance, going forward, really putting yourself out there into the world, not hiding anymore. Just go out, do your thing, and you will have people around you who are going to be able to help you to get what you want. So that's the reason that you really do want to reach out and let other people help you. I think it's a really good time for you. You're getting, it's like, it's almost like a self-identification, a brand new you. So, and you're getting, you're going to, it's like this year is getting used to who you are now. And it's, it can be a little confusing at times, but it's all really good. So, you know, just as long as you know that you're moving in a positive direction, that, I think, will be the key for you. Just know that you're starting a whole new life. Does that sound right?
Great. Yes, and what you said about not hiding anymore, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Good. Good. Because it's going to be a dynamic year for you, so enjoy it. Just embrace
it
and say yes.
It. I look forward to it, and I look forward to change also. Thank you.
Good. That's great.
Thanks, Dee.
You're welcome.
Appreciate the call. Thanks. It's good to hear your voice. Have a great New Year. Stay in touch. Our next caller is coming from Kimberly, and Kimberly's birthday is November 5th, 1970. And Kimberly, you are live with Dr. Annie.
Hi, Dr. Annie. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too. My question is about my spiritual life. I started on a spiritual path, and I started doing readings maybe in 2008, and I stopped. I just didn't want to do it anymore. I even did some mediumship. And now I'm getting the urge to reignite those things inside of me, and I just want to know, what do you see about that?
Oh, I think that that's a wonderful way for you to express yourself, and that you do have a very, very high-level spirituality, and you need to have a spiritual connection in your life at all times to stay balanced. So, and you've got a very high level of intuition, your feeling nature and your spiritual nature are very, very strong. And so it would be beneficial to not only you, but to the world, if you were to express in that way again. I think that would be very, very, very good for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get stronger, that urge that you're feeling now is going to get stronger and stronger and stronger as the year goes on. And in September, October, and November of this year, it's a peak time for you. And so you should be really doing what you love to do and really being surrounded by people who support you in that. So that's really terrific. I think you're also going to be looking at all your relationships and how you relate to people and who you want to relate to and who you want to release. So that's probably what's going to be going on in the next couple of months. You're going to be looking at that. And then really starting to grow and expand in your spirituality. And good luck with that. That's wonderful.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're
Thanks,
welcome.
Kimberly, for your call. Have a great night. Thanks for holding on the line. And our next caller is Sharon, and Sharon's birthday is September 1st, 1965. Sharon, welcome back to the show. Thanks for holding.
Oh, excuse me. Hello.
Hi.
Like I said, Happy New Year. Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What can I do for you?
Well, I want you to look and see, do you, am I going to be able to, am I going to, or when, how's that? I know I'm going to manifest the right career this year, right job.
Well, you've been doing, have you been doing a lot of soul searching?
Yes.
Questioning, this, yeah, it's a questioning year for you. So it's like the types of things that you are probably dealing with is questioning everything. Why am I here? What am I doing? What is this all about? Do I care?
I've been in the financial, I've been in the financial background for years, and I have my Series 7 and all that, my 6. But I'm trying to go more into healthcare. Do you see me landing a job this year?
Oh, that's good.
So
that would
hard
be great.
Once you're, it's so hard once
yeah.
you're in one position. More insurance, you know, health insurance, that's what I'm saying. It's a, I probably would need another license, but I would be willing to do that. But the, I guess the bottom line is, do you see me landing? I have another interview Thursday. It's a really good job. But do you see me landing one soon? How's that?
Yeah, I think that the worst is the worst is behind you.
Thank
and
you.
That that the, there is a really good positive energy ahead of you. And
I believe it.
Stay, yeah, keep using affirmations. That is the one thing that'll get you exactly what you want. And
yes.
if you use them on a regular basis, do you do that?
Oh my gosh, every morning. But 2014 was probably the worst year of my life. It really was.
Yeah, it was.
I know.
But it's,
I know.
This year is definitely going to be better because, again, you are finding out who you are because you're not who you were. And you don't want to do what you did. You want to move on.
And I don't
want to
be around
to,
people that I was worked around. I know. Different type of environment I want.
You
want
to embrace the new. So, yeah, I would definitely say yes, I see it. I think it's going to be a good year for you. And next year, you're going to be set. You'll be fine and you'll be secure. And so this year is like you're working up to just to establish yourself in a new career.
Can you pick up like when or timing at all? I know that's hard.
Timing is with you, I think that it's the first 3 months of this year is when you're going to get a break, when it happens and you get into what you want. And then by the fall months of this year, you're going to be established in it. And then next year, you're just going to take off.
Okay.
So
boy,
it
that
is
was
good.
Wonderful.
Good.
Okay. Thank
yeah.
you so much.
Thanks, Sharon.
I'll let you get your other caller. Garrett, thank you.
Oh, you bet,
put
Sharon. Good
hold
to hear
on.
From
I
you.
Listen. I like
yeah, well, I'm just going to put you
hold.
Back on hold. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank
yep,
you.
Call
thank
back
you
next
for your
month.
Advice.
Hang tight, Sharon. Thank you.
Yay.
Goodbye. Bye.
Thanks. Okay. And our next caller is Yvette. And Yvette, your birthday is May 26, 1968, and you are live with Dr. Annie.
Hi, Annie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Happy
New Year.
Happy New Year.
Just ask the infamous, amazing love question for 2015.
I know. Last year was probably the worst year.
Oh, there we go. Yvette, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
I thought I'd put Sharon on hold. And Sharon was still there a little bit. Okay, now you're exclusive with Dr. Annie. Sorry about that.
Hi, Annie.
Hi, Yvette. You were asking about love life?
Yeah, let's ask about that.
Okay. Are you in a relationship right now?
I'm not.
Okay. Well, you're going – this year for you is – a really good year to socialize,
mm-hmm.
to move out into the world, and to party. It's a party time. This
mm-hmm.
energy around you is really good. for meeting people and making contacts and making new friends. So it's like get out of your comfort zone, go out and do things that you wouldn't normally do and experience new things, and you bring in new relationships. The year itself for you is really a beautiful year for romance, mm-hmm. and for finding a loving, committed relationship. So it's a perfect time for you to do that. So take advantage of all social invitations that come your way.
Is it because go on?
You're going to meet new people and bring in new influences. But also, at the same time, there is the possibility of reunions with people from your past that you haven't seen for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And that may bring in new romance also.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I won't date anyone from my past, to be honest, but... Friendships are
okay,
fine.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not talking about actual relationships from your past, but people that you haven't seen for a long time. Let's just say, for instance, someone you worked with comes into town, calls you and says, let's get together, and then you meet someone through that person.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
That kind of linkages. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yes. Do go out and enjoy yourself and just be open and receptive to a really wonderful romance.
Excellent. Is it because, are you going on numerology? On
just
the
day and the month and the day that you were born, you add those two together and then add that to the global year, which is the 8.
8, okay. So what's that conversion
and
to what number?
21, and 21. 2 and 1 is 3.
Okay, because I'm in a 3-year. I knew that. Okay.
Yep.
I'm moving into a 3-year.
So that's the kind of year that you're in, and it's that's a good vibration. It really is a great energy.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate
it. It brings in cause for celebration. Cause for celebration. And usually when you have that kind of energy around you, there are engagements,
mm-hmm.
reunions, socializing, social events, invitations, it's what I call the party time. So
it does feel exciting so far. It feels like this will be a pretty breakthrough year, I feel.
Yeah, good,
yeah.
good.
I appreciate
it's
the reading.
A happy
Thank
time.
You. Thanks,
Yvette, for your call.
Thank you.
Have a great
Thank
night,
you.
And have a great year. You've got to keep us updated.
Thank you.
Okay,
yeah.
Thanks, Yvette. And then our next caller, we're going to have two more callers. So our next caller is Keisha, and Keisha was born on February 3rd.
February 3rd.
And Keisha, welcome to the show. You're live with Dr. Annie.
Hi, how are you? Happy New Year.
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
So what is your burning question today?
Love life. What did you see coming up for me?
Well, I think that you're in a work mode this year. You're in a work vibration. So what that usually brings in is romance, but the romance through work or business.
Mm-hmm.
What is it you're doing?
At this point, I just quit. I didn't quit, but I took a break from, I was actually like nursing, you know.
Okay.
Nursing assistant, but.
Well,
it looks to me,
or it feels like there's more energy around the work that you do and the career this year than romance. But romance comes in through the work that you do. So it's like, you know, making that connection with the work that you really like, that is in an environment that is really good and positive for you. and the people, and you like the people you're with, and then that brings in the opportunity for a really solid, actually, romance. So you might be looking for work then. Are you?
Okay. I will be.
Yeah.
I would say probably, I was going to wait till probably next month.
Well, that's okay. You can take a rest and just, you know, decide what it is that you really want to do and then move in that direction. And I think that things will just move, you know, flow for you more, and especially in relationships. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Keisha.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
Thanks, Keisha.
Very good. Good to hear from
you.
You have a great night. Stay warm, too. And then our last caller of the day is actually afternoon, and Mary Lou, you have now joined the show live with Dr. Annie.
Hello.
Hi, Mary Lou.
How are you?
Oh,
Happy New Year.
I'm good. It's nice.
I love you.
So nice to hear your voice.
And you
when
too.
Is your birthday?
6th of September. I'm in a 22. So, do you combine the numerology?
Yeah. Are you in a 4? You're in a 422 then, huh?
Yeah. Let's hope that takes the business.
That's a master number, you know. So
yeah,
the 22 is mastery, which is great, and it has tremendous power. And it's, you know what I think? I'm seeing around you a lot of different partnerships, partnering with people.
Okay.
Yeah, partnering and partnerships and people wanting to be with you. They want to work with you. They want to spend time with you. They want to form, like, work on projects together. So there's a lot of work being offered, and you will, I think, be working on a lot of different projects throughout the year. So having networking, and I know that you do a lot of networking, so that's great. Networking is a really good thing for you. And
books at the publisher, they're giving me an answer sometime. And
great.
I thought I was in my creativity cycle for the 3.
Mm-hmm.
But you're seeing it from the years. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So in numerology, just out of curiosity, do you do it from the birthday? What happens when we click over into the next new year? You know,
it just saves
that vibration, doesn't it? Or does the number alter? I've always wondered about that.
No, I think that what I do is use numerology only in the case of getting an energy lock on a client. That's all I really look for, because I'm not a professional numerologist, but numbers speak to me too. Just the getting an idea of where somebody is, you know, energetically for that year helps to just open doors in my mind, and it helps them to focus. And so I can really get a feel for where they're going energetically speaking.
Okay. And does that in a partnership thing with partnerships, or just working in projects?
Well, yeah, no. When you have got partnership energy, it is partnering of all kinds, both professional and personal.
Okay.
Both.
All right.
So
you
can bring in both of them.
That's good. That's good. I have a high criteria. I'm about to watch Waiting to Exhale. So maybe that's quite significant. The movie that Whitney Houston.
Do you write music?
I write lyrics, but I don't.
Right.
I have a friend who writes the notes. I can hear it in my head, but I don't do musical scores or anything.
Well, I was feeling what I feel around you too is writing and writing music or lyrics.
Mm, okay.
As you said, yeah, I think that's something that is going to come up in one of these partnerships.
Oh, great. Yes, I wouldn't mind collaborating with somebody. Yeah, I've been invited to do something. Yeah. Which is with a big show that they did in Melbourne for a fellow that produced and wrote songs back in the 70s, and they're just starting to present them now. And, you know, a lot of it goes to charity, what he did. He never wanted to go through EMI or any of those big record companies. He didn't want to lose the rights. So now they've got people that used to be in Skyhooks here in Australia and a few people that won Australian Idol and things performing them.
Great.
And I've been asked at some stage too, so when that happens.
Good.
So they're looking for
that would be perfect for you.
Yeah. Because I'd like to get
it would be, definitely.
I need that for my vibration. But anyway, I don't want to take up all the time because I'm sure there's lots of things for you guys to do. But I just wanted to call in and say hello, and I love you both. And happy, happy, happy New Year. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, happy New Year to you. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Mary Lou.
Thank you.
And we'll be chatting on Facebook, and we'll figure out what we're going to do for your show in a couple of weeks, okay?
Okay, that's it. Awesome. All right.
Thanks, my dear. Take care. Bye-bye. And we've got one last caller for the night, and I've not screened the call yet, so this is coming in just fresh off the farm here. So caller in the 805 area code, can we get your first name and then your birthday?
Well, I'm Nancy Mills. And,
hi, Nancy.
My birthday is 2/20, and I'll leave it at that.
Hi.
Cool.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Fine, Annie. I just wanted to wish you a happy new year and give you support.
Well, thank you so much, and happy new year to you. It's awesome to speak to you and on the airwaves. That's awesome. That's very, very nice.
Well, tell me.
Well, I know that your career is going to take off this year. It's very, very good, and you've got a lot of you have something that I really, really admire, and it is you have focus. You've got focus, discipline, and dedication, and you know how to get the work done. And you do it naturally, and it's so wonderful. And it's no wonder that your organization is so, so great and is doing so well and is just going to be expanding tremendously. So congratulations on that. Do you want to tell us what you do?
Yeah, I'm the founder of Spirited Woman, which is a leading women's empowerment community. And
cool.
I'm heading into my 15th year.
Fabulous.
What can I tell you? And it's all good. You know, if I had a question for you, Annie, the one question I would ask, and thank you, by the way, for the focus and the compliments and the fact that my business is going to grow. I really appreciate that. I really hope that is true. But if you had to predict, for lack of a better word, where I will move to, since my mother's condo is finally going to be up for sale in February, where do you think that's going to be? That's my question to you.
Well, you know, the thing is that in September of this year, 2015, you go into what we call a freedom energy, and that means that you're going to be traveling. I think that you may travel more than you think and not have any, you may have a an apartment or, you know, something here, but you're going to be traveling a lot. And I get the sense that you're be traveling the country, but I also feel like you're going to be going overseas, and I think that you're going to go to places that are not they're not touristy places, unique and unusual places in the world, and you're going to be invited there. So
well,
there's a lot of travel ahead of you.
Well, the thing that I have to ask, though, there's, you know, in terms of we will be getting out of this place. So, therefore,
uh-huh.
as much as I'd love to live on the streets of L.A.,
right.
I'm still going to need a place before I get to that, quote, freedom place. And I was just curious if anything popped up, because my mom is going to go one place. And I will be going another.
Well, I'm feeling that you are more than likely going to be near the water. So it's in a beach setting. And it wouldn't be surprising to me if you ended up in Santa Barbara.
Huh, interesting.
So,
interesting. Well, first of all, I want to thank you. And as I don't know if the audience knows, but Annie was in our Spirited Woman directory and wrote a wonderful story about herself. And,
oh wow!
Yeah.
and if you go online, you can read Annie's story, and it's just a wonderful story about how her family really helped her evolve into who she is today, and how historically her grandmother really helped her be who she is. And, you know, so very often when we deal with empowerment and women, we deal with the ancestral lineage, and Annie is a perfect example. And I remember at that time, Annie said to me, I don't even want to be in the directory unless you come out and you have a reading with me. And I said, okay, I will do that. And I want you to know, Annie, almost 3 years later, you have used almost the exact same words tonight as you did almost 3 years ago. So,
wow.
For all those
That's
people.
That's really
who,
something.
Yeah, for all those people who are listening, she's good.
She's very good.
Yes.
She's good.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And I really love the work that I do, and I know that you do too. And so, when people, and I know Garrett does, so how can we miss? We have to be happy.
There we go.
And
Nancy,
very
you sound like
much
some,
in the world.
Yes.
You should have
Nancy,
her
it sounds
on
like,
your show.
I was going to say, Nancy, you need to call me or get in touch with me, and I think you and I need to schedule a date for you to come on the show and talk about what you're doing.
Oh, that would be wonderful. I'd love to do that.
Okay.
I really would. And thank
cool.
you very
well,
much.
And so, Dr. Annie, can you connect us after the show?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So there we go. So,
good.
Nancy, I'm going to bid you adieu for the evening. I hope you got enough information out of Dr. Annie for the night. Are you good?
Yep.
Cool.
I'm more than good.
Well, I think you're exceptional, but yes. Okay, just want to double check. Okay, Nancy, I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for the call.
Thanks.
So, Dr. Annie, we're getting ready to wrap up. We've got about a minute left in the show. Any last words of wisdom before we let our listeners go for the night?
No, I think that the wisest thing that I can say is just be, you know, we just need all of us to be happy and to be open and to be receptive to what life has to offer, because it is a good one. It's a good life. So live it.
There we go. Everybody,
yeah.
It's been Dr. Annie Ulrich. If you want to get more information, or if your call didn't make it on air tonight, check out the show page. There's a picture of how to contact her with her phone number and email. You can also send her a note to receive her exclusive life energy cycle chart and to also book a private reading. When you do that, of course, make sure you mention that you heard her here on Rated G Radio for your special introductory offer. And with that, Dr. Anna, I'm going to say thank you for being my guest tonight, and I can't wait to have you back on in February.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes,
okay.
I'll be here. Okay.
Yay.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye. And everybody else, tomorrow night on Wednesday in the afternoon, we've got an afternoon show tomorrow, 3 p.m., Hollywood screenwriter, he is also a college professor, Mr. Victor Fan, will be on the show at 3 p.m. tomorrow on Wednesday. Thursday, we've got a really cool show with Dr. Daryl Scriven. He's going to be coming on to talk about student loan debt and why this is such a financial crisis for our nation. And then on Friday for the first Friday night dance party of the year, we're going to be having Kelly Zerbis with Kelly's Lot returning back to the show. She's going to be highlighting her album Live in Brussels and talking about her recent European tour. And with that, my friends, I'm going to say have a great night. Don't drive distracted, and we will see you live on Wednesday afternoon tomorrow at 3.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.